This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Defense Department has retreated from its defense of a drone strike that killed many civilians in Afghanistan last month, announcing that a review revealed only civilians were killed in the attack, not an Islamic State extremist, as first believed. Marine General Frank McKenzie, the head of the U.S. Central Command, told a news conference the strike was, in his words, a tragic mistake. In the days after the strike, General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said that it was a righteous attack and that at least one of those killed was a facilitator for the Islamic State group's Afghanistan affiliate, which had killed 169 Afghan civilians and 13 service members of the United States in a suicide bombing August 26th at the Kabul airport. The airstrike was the last of a U.S. war that ended as it had begun in Kabul in 2001 with the Taliban in power. U.S. President Joe Biden urged world leaders on Friday to join the United States and the European Union in a pledge to cut methane emissions to help build momentum ahead of an international summit on climate change later this year.
Without adequate commitments from every nation in this room, the goal of limiting warming to 1.5 degrees slips through our hands, and that's a disaster.
Biden held a virtual meeting of the Major Economies Forum in a follow-up to an Earth Day meeting he hosted in April. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told those gathered that the world is on a catastrophic pathway to 2.7 degrees Celsius of heating. Scientists say the world must start to sharply curb emissions soon if it is to meet the most ambitious goal of the Paris Climate Accord, capping the global temperature rise at 1.5 degrees Celsius by the year 2100. This is VOA News. The United States on Friday paved the way for further sanctions on those involved in the conflict in northern Ethiopia, where thousands have been killed and millions are in need of humanitarian assistance. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, said Friday the United States would delay the sanctions if the Ethiopian government and the Tigray People's Liberation Front take meaningful steps to enter into talks without preconditions.
These sanctions are not directed at the people of Ethiopia or Eritrea. They are deliberately calibrated to mitigate undue harm.
The move increases pressure to come to the negotiating table and to bring an end to the fighting and for aid access to the northern region of Tigray where the fighting began. Google and Apple have removed an app created by allies of imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny as polls opened across Russia for 3 days of voting in a parliamentary election. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Google and Apple have come under pressure in recent weeks, with Russian officials urging them to remove the app, which features smart voting, a project designed by Navalny to promote candidates that are most likely to defeat those backed by the Kremlin. Russia says failure to do this will be interpreted as interference in the election and has threatened them with fines. This weekend's election is widely seen as an important part of President Vladimir Putin's efforts to cement his grip on power ahead of the 2024 presidential election, for which control of the parliament is key. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN Security Council has unanimously approved a resolution stressing that Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers need to establish an inclusive government with the full, equal, and meaningful participation of women and upholding human rights. The resolution, drafted by Norway and Estonia, essentially delays a decision by the Security Council on a new mandate for the UN mission known as UNAMA until March 17, 2022. Sven Jurgensen is the Estonian ambassador to the United Nations.
We have also reiterated our expectations for a new government in Afghanistan that would be inclusive and representative.
The resolution ensures that the UN mission can continue to monitor and report on human rights, protecting civilians, violations and abuses against children, and to support the full, equal, and meaningful participation of women in all levels of decision-making in Afghanistan. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.